Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Chenault Aviation and Military Museum is being promoted by a new group of area supporters, the Chenault Museum Endowment Board. Here to share on the organization is its president, Chuck Stout, and Vice President of Public Relations, Cindy Ingram. Cindy, Chuck, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Glad that you are here. And Chuck, I guess the basis, why was this group formed?
Well, this is probably a need that the museum has needed from the very beginning. And they saw the opportunity to create an endowment board headed up by Mr. Lee Estes. And their purpose is to create an endowment fund, a multi-million dollar fund, something in the neighborhood of $20 million. And it'll be a fund that will be put into a bank account to remain there, only to be used for its interest and its investment purposes. And so it's permanent. I know that your audience has often heard of endowments to, like, university or endowment to a hospital. Well, that's what this will be. And the endowment board has contacted our organization. Cindy and I are, I'm the president of Greenlight Development, LLC. Cindy is vice president of public relations. And we're a public, we're a professional fundraising organization. And we have a two-phase approach or business plan to raising this multi-million dollar fund. And we're right in the middle of the first phase in raising the local support. I'll let Cindy talk some, we're really excited about the possibility of raising a multi-million dollar endowment fund for this museum.
And in establishing this fund, one of the reasons, because the Secretary of State's office, where some of the funding comes from, they've sustained budget cuts here in the recent past and continue to do so. So really, it's this endowment board kind of bridging that gap at this point?
Yes. You know, there's a... Cindy, tell them about how you feel about that.
Chenault is being very proactive on this. It's not just because of the fact that everybody is being cut in the area, but it's also the fact that they think they need to have something to make sure the future is secured. The one thing about the museum, it's not only known here locally and building support from the veterans and the veterans' families, it's also known internationally. And internationally, Chenault, Claire Chenault, is praised. He's a hero way above Monroe, Louisiana. Right. So it's important.
Yeah, we've seen foreign coverage of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. It just kind of
it is. And every day somebody comes in from either the press or they've had several movie makers come in to gather information and history about Claire Chenault. And they have a huge library also, which has been very well used for researching from different groups.
Yep. Chuck, as far as we mentioned the endowment board and the first phase, second phase really establishing that fund and be able to continue that in the works of the museum?
And that's what Greenlight does so well. We do the necessary research to create the presentation to the organizations that every year give multi-million dollars of funds to tax-exempt organizations like the museum. We prepare presentations to them and present it, and hopefully we'll receive the funds we desire.
Yeah. And your affiliation with the museum, what have you been impressed with by having such a museum in our community?
Well, see, I became a squadron commander for the Civil Air Patrol. It's an auxiliary to the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And we're so proud of General Chenault. And he's from this area, you know. So we were so proud of the fact we changed our name to the Chenault Squadron of the Civil Air Patrol. And when, as Cindy pointed out, he's an icon, you see, in China, because he's acknowledged as having saved China from the Japanese invasion during World War II.
And if you go to China, you will observe there's statues of him. There's they're putting a museum together in a larger scale there to actually honor him. And they've been in contact with Nell, who is a granddaughter of Chenault, which is actually a big asset for the museum because she has quite a passion for it. Mm-hmm. And the museum has grown so much. I've been working with them for around 16 years off and on. It has grown from a very small compact part of a school building where they had the navigation school into, they're putting in a hangar. And if you go out there, you'll notice several large planes in different aspects of being, restored.
Right. And, you know, that's one of the things in being able to create this fund. You look at the special events that Chennault has hosted, everything from the Traveling Vietnam Memorial
right.
to, you know, and so many other projects that they've been involved
well,
in.
Well, coming up in August, August 11th, is Spirit of 45, which is a national observance of the year 1945. Mm-hmm. And it is, last year, Nell was the spokesperson for the United States. And so that was a pretty large honor for anyone to have that. But the Spirit of 45 will be a day that the kids can come out and hear about history. We'll have big band type music. Mm-hmm. We'll have a DJ spinning records, usually Richard Harris.
Harrison the big bands, yeah, there
that.
You go, yeah.
Mr. Boomerang.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be playing taps and doing some laying of the wreaths. And it'll be a general good hour and a half.
Chuck, if someone would like to find out more about the Endowment Board supporting Chennault through this endeavor, how could they do so?
Please contact Greenlight Development Corporation. Our local telephone number is 699-0036. And, or call me. My telephone number is 355-1310. And I'd be happy to come to any location and tell them about what we're doing. So one of the things that we're so proud of Cindy and the publicity that she will create is that we think a lot of this will get on the AP, Associated Press, mm-hmm. and we'll get international coverage of this. And I'd like to emphasize also our Nell Calloway, mm-hmm. and she's just been a total, just a complete ambassador for us.
Yeah. Well, Chuck, Cindy, thank you both for joining
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you for asking us.